Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's jump right into today's deep dive.
We're here to give you the context behind the articles students are seeing today in The Juice.
Exactly. The goal is to give you some quick takeaways and some useful conversation starters.
So you can help guide a really meaningful discussion.
Let's start with Article 1. This is about the COP30 summit in Brazil. It seems global nations did reach a climate pact.
They did, and it mostly focuses on financial aid for vulnerable countries that are already seeing the effects of climate change.
Right. The agreement calls on wealthier nations to triple their funding. We're talking about a target of $120 billion by 2035.
But here's the catch. The final text was immediately criticized for a huge emission.
And that would be?
Fossil fuels. There's no mention of limiting production. Major oil-producing countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia, they strongly opposed it.
So the leaders can agree on the money, but not on the source of the problem.
Precisely. And that brings up a really crucial question for all of us. How do you balance your everyday needs, you know, driving, heating your home, with the long-term health of the planet?
That's a great discussion point. Okay, shifting gears now from global politics to global health.
Mm.
The next article explains why health experts are bracing for what could be a really bad flu season.
And there are two main reasons for that. One is a new mutated strain, and the other is that, well, fewer Americans are getting vaccinated.
The strain is the subclade K variant of H3N2.
Exactly. Yeah. It emerged after this year's vaccine was developed, so the shot doesn't cover it.
And we have to remember, the last flu season was already rough. It had the highest number of hospitalizations in almost 15 years.
And tragically, 280 children died. That context is so important.
It really is. So when the advice is changing and the threat feels very real, it puts a lot on the individual.
It does. And the conversation to have here is about navigating all that information. How do you decide what advice to trust when it comes to staying healthy? It's a vital skill.
Definitely. All right, next we move into a legal conflict happening in Texas public schools.
Okay.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order. He's requiring 14 school districts to take down displays of the Ten Commandments.
And this ruling came out of a lawsuit from the ACLU on behalf of several families.
Their argument is that it violates the Constitution's Establishment Clause.
The separation of church and state. But this is far from over.
Right. Texas officials say they're going to appeal. They're arguing the displays represent the Judeo-Christian values the nation was founded on.
So you have a direct clash. And you know, this isn't a new fight. It's a recurring one.
So the bigger question is,
how do we as a society decide which values or beliefs should guide the rules in our shared public spaces, especially when those beliefs are in conflict?
A tough one. Okay, finally, let's turn to the art world. Two paintings just shattered auction records.
This is pretty amazing.
First, Gustav Klimt's Portrait of Elizabeth Lederer. It sold for, get this, $236.4 million.
Wow. A record for modern art. And that portrait has such an incredible backstory. It's said to have helped save Lederer's life during the Nazi occupation.
It just reminds you that the value isn't just about the money.
Not at all. It's about history.
And the other big sale was a self-portrait by Frida Kahlo, El Sueño, La Cama. It went for $55 million.
Which is a new record for a work by both a female artist and a Latin American artist.
So what's a good way to talk about this?
It's a great chance to ask, what kind of art or music or creative work makes you stop and really pay attention? And what is it about that style that grabs you?
I like that. So to wrap up, we have two quick takeaways. First is a quote from Shirley Chisholm,
the first African American woman elected to Congress.
The quote is, "We must reject not only the stereotypes that others have of us, but also those that we have of ourselves."
That's powerful. It's a perfect entry point for a talk about self-definition versus labels, and it actually connects to our final story,
which is about a threatened sea otter pup named Caterpillar.
A great little story. The pup was successfully reunited with its mother after biologists played a recording of its cries.
It's a reminder that every single individual in a threatened population matters.
Exactly. You can use this to talk about a time you felt responsible for helping someone or something. It ties that idea of defining yourself to taking action in the world.
So we've gone from climate change and constitutional law to individual responsibility.
Right. And maybe the final thought for you is this. When the big systems seem to struggle to give us clear answers, where do you decide to place your own trust and effort?
A great question to reflect on. Thank you for tuning in to get this knowledge quickly.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.